It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm not a marijuana guy.
I don't think the girls have a clue what they're doing. But what do you expect without a man over there to lead them, of course? A room full of girls, I mean, that's useless. Unless, what are they having, a Tupperware party over there?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Judah Friedlander from 30 Rock, one of the funniest shows on television, is our guest. He'll be coming out to the barbecue with us in just a few minutes. Also on the program today, we are going to hopefully get some of your Do You Care calls.
Yes.
And today's Do You Care subject will be polygamy.
Mm. Do you care?
Do you care?
Do you care?
But we got brats to eat and hot dogs and hamburgers. But before we do that, let's get our second buzz of the day with Mr. Buzz Burbank.
The earth moved for people in at least 11 states this morning when an earthquake hit the nation's midsection. The 5.2 quake was centered in southern Illinois. Aftershocks from it continued for hours afterward. The U.S. Airways pilot who accidentally fired his gun in the cockpit during a flight has been fired.
Oh, no.
Captain James Langenhahn told officials that his 40-caliber gun went off during the March 22nd trip. The 55-year-old apparently shot one bullet into the left side of the fuselage while landing the plane in Charlotte, North Carolina.
What airline?
That was U.S. Airways.
Oh, yeah. I fly them a lot.
Do you?
I do. I got one of their special cards. I fly them so much.
That's good. Next time, wear Kevlar.
Yes, sir.
A new study says marijuana helps reduce nerve pain. The research says the weed can ease pain from diabetes, spinal injury, multiple sclerosis, and other ailments.
Woo!
The L.A. Times quotes University of California, a Davis scientist, as saying the drug can reduce pain up to 5 hours with minimal side effects.
Oh, my God.
A fat guy in Britain says he's lost 140 pounds by eating nothing but baked beans for the last 9 months.
That's wrong. All I eat is Big League Chew grape. Ground ball grape, Big League Chew. Hi.
40-year-old Neil King.
Are you British?
I've got to get a British accent. Hold on, let me bring in my brother. My brother's from Britain. Hello. How are you? I'm the fat brother of Big League Chew.
And you're the one who eats the baked beans,
right? All right, then, Buzz, tell this story about me.
Your voice is changing even as we speak.
That's what I'm trying to figure it out, is what I'm doing.
40-year-old Neil King of Halstead, north of London, used to weigh 420 pounds. The doctor told him he was at risk for colon cancer.
That's what me doctor said.
So Neil started eating 6 cans of baked beans every day and nothing else.
How many?
6 cans a day.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6.
Which is about 6 pounds a day.
God save the
beans.
Queen.
Hey, my beans. Me beans are here.
Woo!
Beans are high in fiber and protein and low in fat. They're also decent in vitamin and mineral content.
Would you like to hear me doorbell the people come when they come to me house with me beans?
How does that go?
That's what it says. Hello, Brad.
Coming up in the final buzz, bad gas on the New Jersey Turnpike. And the case of the vigilante vehicles. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, let's get our wireless headphone, microphone, all that stuff. We're going to grab Judah from the green room.
Matt, is everything standing by outside?
Everything's good out here. I got the brat sizzling.
Are you entertaining our guests?
Yeah.
Do you believe that for a minute?
I'm cooking. I'm cooking for everybody. Everyone's having a great time.
Do we need an additional spatula out there?
No, we should be good.
Okay, the talent is on the way.
I'll be right behind you, Mike.
Here comes Mike O'Mara.
I'm making my
Michael
way out
Elston
into the hallway right now. Hello?
Who's that guy?
What's that?
But Michael Elston.
Who's that guy? All right, it's getting a little bit better. I can hear it. Where's Judah? Judah, you ready to come outside?
Yeah.
All right. Did you get a chance to play the cornhole game here?
Yeah, I already conquered that.
Well, it's a wonderful game, isn't it?
It started malfunctioning. I got too high of a score.
Mm-hmm. he just defeats everything.
That's right.
He defeats everything he
world
touches, ladies and gentlemen.
World.
All right. Going out to our barbecue. I'm very excited. I see the smoke of the grills. John Norman, hello.
Hi.
It's quite smoky out there.
Yeah.
And, hey, come on down and join us for the first annual Mike O'Mara Family Picnic, because it's a great time. A lot of people here, great food.
Damn it, I forgot my sunglasses.
So did I.
Hold on.
All right.
All right, I'm going back. Just stand here with Judah. I'm going to get my sunglasses. I'm not doing this again. Mike's going to get his sunglasses because it's a very sunny day. It's like 86 degrees outside.
Do you have your sunglasses?
I do.
All right, do you have a microphone?
In my pocket.
Oh, you have a microphone in your pocket. All right, I'm getting my sunglasses.
Here comes Rob.
Yes, we are just outside 10800 Main Street having our first annual barbecue. Our welcome back to Fairfax Barbecue.
Everything's on hold until Mike gets his glasses.
That's right. I see you brought hamburger patties, Rob.
Yes, they're Flanders brand. They're the cheapest.
Flanders.
20 quarter-pound beef patties and potato rolls.
Wonderful.
Please? I always recommend when you're buying beef, buy the cheapest.
That's right, and that's what Rob has done here today.
Yeah, if you're buying it for listeners, it's true.
All right, I got my sunglasses, you guys.
Where is Mike?
I'm coming.
He's coming. He's running.
I see him.
Run, Mike, run.
I don't run, Buzz. I have had major spinal surgery. You should be aware of that fact. How can I effing run if I've had major back surgery?
You're seriously.
I wouldn't have had back surgery if I had Judah's metabolism and his body type.
If you were the world champion of the world.
All right, let's go outside. And a big hiya, hiya, hiya.
Hey, kids.
Here we go. Hello. Hi, everybody.
Seriously, spin by our...
Come on, don't spread out. Gather around the barbecue.
Main Street Studio.
Please, please, come, one and all. Come closer. Come closer, if you please. Oh, God. I hate running down the hallway.
I know.
I really do.
Oh, but this food looks good.
Everybody say hi to Jude. Everybody see this guy at 30 Rock, huh?
Friedlander.
He's the world champion. All right, let's hear, see if we can hear the sizzle.
Yeah, now you're on.
I'm on.
Welcome.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. I like that a lot.
Barbecue. This looks good, man.
This is Judah. This is Matt the Pollock.
It does
What's
look
up,
good.
Matt?
Pleasure
good.
To meet you, Judah.
Pleasure to meet you, too, man. I like a guy that barbecues barefoot. That takes guts.
It was just slowing me down.
Yeah, that is really stupid.
Now, I'm a connoisseur of this thing, I
like
believe.
Stuff that's dumb.
We've got brats on the grill right here.
Yeah, this looks
brats
good.
Burgers behind us.
Hey, Judah.
We got some kielbasa over here, man.
You know, we were talking, as I look at this, appears to be a 14-inch kielbasa here.
Yep.
And I have to ask you, you are a world champion and ladies love you. Would the answer be yes to that as far as size is concerned?
And a lot more, dude.
A lot more.
And a lot more.
Just
I actually
start.
Just went for a swim naked in the Amazon River and a piranha. Bit my package.
Really?
Chipped its tooth right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you were in a
toothless fish.
And you were in a relaxed state, right?
A
lesson for us all.
Shall I throw some burgers on?
Yeah, I'll do that. Okay, here we go. All right.
Frozen beef patties from Flanders.
I don't think I've ever seen tan beef before.
This fire is not that hot. Yeah, Rob, where did you buy these?
I bought these at Shoppers Food Mexican Warehouse.
Rob gets all his meat at World Market. Only the quality food. Go get some seafood. If you want to have fun on a weekend, go to one of those world markets and go into the seafood section and play Let's Identify the Dead Fish.
Mystery fish.
You will see crap in there you've never seen in your life. Should I put another burger on?
Maybe
this. What do you think about the flame on this thing? Do we need to spice that up a little bit?
Maybe a little fluid?
A little lighter fluid?
Oh, not on
no,
the
it's
food.
Probably good.
All right, now this one, is this nice and hot here? Yeah, put some burgers on there.
That's ready.
All right. Let me go over and
white hot coals.
While we do that, let's take a chance to meet the crowd here.
Frozen patties.
All right, let's see. Here's a nice young man. Where are you from, sir?
Burke, Virginia.
And what can we do for you today? Did you bring some meat?
I'm a huge fan of the show.
Oh, thank you very much. How long have you been listening?
Since I was in sixth grade, actually.
Wow. Mind if I have a sip of your beverage?
No, it's fine. It's some Coke Zero.
What grade are you in now?
I love Coke Zero. That is fantastic.
Judah, you were on our show in Arizona, remember?
I know, but what grade are you in now?
14.
Okay.
Sorry, I've been enjoying the Coke
Zero. I'm still a senior.
Password is stay in character. Hi, Red. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Are you an Irish guy or a Nordic?
I'm a Nordic guy.
I see. Huh? Am I good at ethnic identification? I would have worked for the Nazis. It's amazing. Truly amazing.
Mike, we would have turned you away.
I know you. Where are you from and what's your name?
My name's John, and I'm from Oakton.
Now, have you ever been in the presence of athletic greatness like you are today?
Yes.
Really, when?
About 30 minutes ago, I was talking to Chad.
Chad Dukes.
Well, that's all it takes.
I'm talking about this gentleman, the world champion. This is a world champion.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Judah.
He's wearing a Redskins shirt.
Right.
Sweatshirt.
I know, but you don't play for the Redskins.
I used to.
Well, you don't play for him anymore. Move on, dude.
All right, that's it. I'm sorry. When the king says goodbye, we let people goodbye. Now, here's a guy who's enjoying. Now, that doesn't look like it was cooked on my grill.
No, not at all.
Where did you get your wings from?
I got my wings from the lovely place called Hooters.
Hooters? Now, did you go to Hooters and, like, sneak them out of there? Or did Hooters bring down some wings?
The fine women from Hooters brought some wings here.
Why the hell? And they left. They left before I came out here. Where are they?
Interesting fact.
Yes,
I was actually born out of Hooters.
Wow. I never knew that. You know, I've read all of your books. And how many novels have you written in total? Now,
well,
a lot
I
of
never
people
wrote don't... any of them. They put my name on it just to sell them.
Oh, I understand.
I don't know how to read or write.
So the biography.
I've never written anything.
I didn't mean to offend
I'm
you.
Illiterate, like these guys.
That's terrible. Yes. Let's move on down the line. Hi, sir. What's your name?
My name's Tom.
Now, Tom, I respect the people at Hooters. I certainly respect their quality employees.
Sure.
But we've got some fresh, fantastic barbecue, and you're diving into these pre-made wings. Did you bring any meat down here?
I did not bring meat with me. I'm just here for the food, pretty much.
I came to mooch off the food.
Well, what a slice of effing heaven it was talking to him.
Wasn't it?
Why don't we
boring,
just...
but honest.
That was just delightful. Thank you. Step aside. Hello. What's your name?
My name is Nadia.
Hello, Nadia. Where are you from?
Originally Miami, and I've been listening for a long time. When I was 14, I once sent Rob a box of Godiva chocolates for his birthday.
I remember.
Wow.
Oh.
Well, Rob's coming. Look at Rob thunder over here.
By the way, where originally?
Miami.
Where are you from unoriginally?
Unoriginal. Well, now I live in Arlington, and I
bought
two chocolate pies and some Mountain Dew.
Chocolate pies.
As a woman, I have to ask you this question. How does it feel to be this close to Judah Friedlander?
I don't think I can really speak liberally about that on the air, but there's definitely an effect that he has on people.
I'm feeling it.
I agree. Judah, I don't want to piss you off, but I mean, I know... What about men that feel the same way? Because I know
well,
you
well, that's
experience.
Part of the problem with being the world champion and a sure. sex symbol is that guys dig me too. So, dudes, just step back a couple feet,
step
okay?
Step back,
man?
Fellas.
You're too close.
Now we've got the young ones here. Okay. We've got the future lawyers of America right over in this corner. What's your name, son?
My name is Tim.
Tim, how old are you?
I'm 19.
19? All right. Are you a pothead, son?
No, sir.
Very good. Good answer.
Good
What's
answer.
Your name?
Sam.
Sam. And how old are you, Sam?
17.
Are you his brother?
Yeah.
And are you twin brothers?
No, we were born 2 years apart.
2 years apart?
You see, one's 19 right. and one's
Have you 70. Had a chance to meet Mr. Friedlander?
Mm-mm. Good please, to meet you, dude.
Please show him the proper amount of respect.
That's right.
Do you feel bad they took you out of the polygamy compound?
The line of the week. Congratulations. There will be the extra bonus in your envelope, Rob.
Burgers are up almost ready, Mike, if you want one.
Did you bring any meat to cook, guys?
We went down to 7-Eleven and grabbed some.
Please, I'd like to hear some diction. Enunciate T's and S's. This is a radio program. We are broadcasting. So when
finish
you're answering
your
a question, I'm not trying to give you a hard time. I'm trying to give you some information that will help you as a citizen as you try to go out into the job market, okay? S's and T's. When you answer me, I don't understand. Okay, answer the question. You didn't bring meat. Why?
We did bring meat.
Where's your meat?
It's over there.
It's what?
It's over there.
It's over there.
Yeah.
Mr. O'Mara.
It's over.
There. Thank you, son.
Good.
All right. And all right.
Well done. Much improved.
How are you?
Doing pretty good.
What is your name?
My name's
Jugdish?
Daniel.
Daniel, have you had a chance to meet Mr. Friedlander?
I've never actually heard of him.
What? Oh, my God.
You're going to have to kill him.
Now, hold on. Calm down.
A lot of nerds don't know who I am. It's okay.
Calm down.
What's your name again?
You have no idea what you have just done.
Daniel, you're going to be dead in 30 minutes. So eat up, dude. It's your last meal.
Or less.
Did you bring meat? Because you better enjoy your last meal today.
Yeah, actually, I was the one who actually bought the bacon from 7-Eleven.
Oh, fantastic. And you brought the camera to record this event for posterity?
I recorded you burning the
charcoal.
Burner,
The charcoal on the Weber grill. Where do you go to school? Seriously, I want to get that. These teachers have to be disciplined. Honest to God. Osborne Park High School in Prince William County.
Ozzy yeah, Osborne Park.
Right now, I actually live down the street. So I'm going to Nova right now, and they don't teach me much there.
That's why
you brought bacon for a grill.
As Mr. Geronimo used to say, the 13th grade. How are you feeling? What do you major? What the hell does that mean? I'm not. Are you talking? Is that some sort of commentary on the fact that the Northern Virginia Community College girls are easy?
Not.
Are you getting laid?
Yeah.
That's an effing miracle.
That's my lead story.
It is.
I mean, really? I mean, what? So it's what? It's easy sex? Is that what you're talking about? While you're trying to get your graphic design and like work at the 7-Eleven at the same time?
Yeah.
Wow! Congratulations.
Yeah.
All right, go have your meat. All right, thank you very much. Out of my way, boys.
Yes.
Now we have a one. Now, are you two together?
Yeah.
All right, we have an interesting couple here.
Yes,
all right?
I see that.
Now tell me the truth. You guys parked an RV somewhere around here, is that right?
No, we left the RV down in Prince William County, Mike.
Are you from Prince William County also?
No, we're from Leesburg. So.
You're from Leesburg?
I'm really messing with you.
What's hey, he's messing with me. Judah, he's messing with me.
Why are you messing with him, dude?
Oh, now you pissed off the world champion.
Do you know karate?
No, I'm a radio broadcaster, so.
You're a radio broadcaster?
I do the show here on Saturday mornings.
Oh, that's right. And you pay for that. You're a fine sponsor, too. Oh, he's a great guy.
Yeah, you're a winner. You're a winner.
Wonderful guy. Done. Winner in my book. You want give the show a proper plug. Go ahead.
It's In the Pits Racing Radio, 8 to 9. Drop your Cheerios, turn off your cartoons, and listen to us.
Anything you want to know about NASCAR, am I right? You tune into that show, you'll know all about it.
The president of IRI is going to be on tomorrow.
You ever hear about Judas
time? Jeff Gordon, and I was on a big wheel. And I smoked him, dude. I smoked him.
And your name, ma'am?
Liz.
Hi, Liz. How are you? Are you Mrs. Pit Row here?
I suppose.
Okay, wonderful. And are you having? Did you bring some meat for the barbecue?
Absolutely. Brats.
Oh, brats?
How
fantastic.
Nice.
All right. Enjoy yourself.
Good stuff.
All right. Rob's already chowing. Rob has already dived in here.
I had one of my cheapest hamburgers I could find.
Now, are those really? How much did those cost you?
There was 20 of them. I think it was $6.
All right. Buzz, have you enjoyed a burger
yet? I just finished a chicken wing. I haven't had a burger yet.
I had no idea you guys were eating while I'm over here broadcasting. Did you ask Mr. Friedlander if he'd like some food?
There's so much food, I figured he'd just take what he liked.
All right. Let's get a few more people here. Hi, what's your name?
Looks good.
Gary.
Gary, where are you from?
Dumfries.
Are you cooking today?
Nope.
Just came by to see the fun?
I came by to meet Rob.
Oh.
I'm very busy.
Are you gay for Rob?
No, but he's the talent of the show, I think.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Get the F out of here right now.
Well done,
you are
sir.
Boycotted.
Well done.
Thanks for bringing another one of your plants by. And what's your name, sir?
Mike.
That's funny. It's like it's just cyclical, isn't it?
It is.
A whole other thing begins now. Is that the way it's going to work? I hate you, Rob.
I know.
And where are you from, sir?
Annandale right now.
Did you bring meat?
Yes, I did.
Is that grape soda?
Yes, it is. Would you like one?
Yes, I'd like a grape soda. Do you have a spare one?
I have two spare.
May I have it now?
Yeah. I'll go get it.
Thank you.
Can you run, Mike?
I'm cool.
Can you get me a burger while you're on it?
Thank you.
Yes, sir. You look like you want to say something.
Yes, I have something to say to you, Mike. My name is Frank, and I just thought I'd let you know. I brought two steaks for you, gentlemen, but it's up to you to figure out who the two most important people on your show are.
Well, right now, you're talking to one of them. And the second most important person is also, well, the way it's the show is structured in a new way. And I should point out, so what it means is, yes, one of them would be for me, and the second one would also be for me.
That's the way it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I thought you had them behind your back or something.
No, no, no.
The way you were standing there, you know, that was, are they good steaks?
Yes, actually, they're ribeyes, and they're very tender, and they're quite good.
So. USDA Prime?
Choice, but still excellent quality.
Okay. Well, are they wrapped in anything?
They're hermetically sealed.
They're hermetically sealed.
Always wrap your meat. It's a good lesson for everyone.
All right. Is everybody getting enough to eat?
No.
All right. Hey, where's that guy from Dumfries? Oh, hi. Hello.
If you're on your way home, stop by our studio on Main Street.
Oh,
join
please.
The picnic.
Love to have you.
You know, how do I forget to interview certain of these ladies?
You
hello.
I saw her earlier.
What is your name?
Diana.
Diana, where are you from?
From Centerville.
Did you come by with some meat to cook?
Yes, burgers and him.
And him? Is this who's this?
Silvio.
Is Silvio your boyfriend?
Yes, sir.
Mike. Oh. Silvio is scowling.
You notice how quickly I removed my hand from her shoulder? I'm terribly yeah. Silvio.
Silvio,
I'm real sorry. Hi, Silvio.
Hey, how you doing?
Where are you from?
Haymarket and Centerville, of course.
And you brought meat by as well, and you brought your little chairs to sit out and enjoy the show.
Barbecuing is a spectator sport in my family.
Now, since you you know have this relationship and she is your girlfriend, she does look though like she has buzz babe potential.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I believe that was 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. 50.
Yes. So you're saying there is a chance. How would you feel about joining the buzz babes?
I think I'm too young.
How old are you?
22.
You are right in the demographic.
That's right. Starts at 21.
She could serve as a buzz babe for 28 years.
Have you had a chance to meet Mr. Friedlander from 30 Rock on NBC?
It's good to meet you guys.
Every
you guys
Thursday night,
winners.
8 o'clock, NBC. Mm-hmm. Check your local listings.
8:30.
It'll be at the DC
8:30?
Improv this weekend.
8:30.
All right. I TV'd it last night, and I watched it. I thought it was 8:30. I'm sorry, sir. I apologize
I'm not
for that.
Good at numbers either. It's okay.
All right. Let me check, because I haven't eaten. Judah, have you gotten anything to eat yet?
I'm checking it out.
All right. I mean, if you really would like to have something, you got your pick here. We got brats.
Stuff.
We got hot dogs. We got hamburgers.
You guys know what you're doing.
Got a little chicken here as well.
It'd really go for a burger.
Buzz is ready for a burger.
That's right.
We're going to take a short commercial break. We're going to come back with lots more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Lots more barbecue. Come down to 10800 Main Street and check us out. We got food for you. Bring your own. Bring your beverages. It's 85 degrees and we're barbecuing.
Yeah.
When next we come out here, we will have a brief horseshoe competition. That's coming up. Yeah. We'll be right this after back. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.